Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Vice President Kamala Harris said yesterday she will travel to Guatemala and Mexico to address the ongoing immigration crisis. She intends to find out once and for all how people like Ted Cruz keep getting back in.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth chats with Gayle King. But first, a closer look.
The GOP is intent on using the power of the state to punish critics and suppress votes, as one of their former rising stars, Matt Gaetz, faces an intensifying investigation in which authorities seized his phone last winter. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. The Republican Party is currently in the political wilderness. They've lost the presidency in both houses of Congress, and their previous standard bearer never once cracked 50% approval. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is winning high marks in polls on its COVID response, its early slate of executive orders, and the economy, which is why Republicans are desperately grasping for ways to attack him and ending up with some very bizarre critiques.
John Cornyn tweeted what now we know is a quote from a Politico piece about Joe Biden. The president is not doing cable news interviews. Tweets from his accounts are limited. When they come, unimaginably conventional. The public comments are largely scripted. Biden has opted for fewer sit-down interviews with mainstream outlets and reporters. And he goes on to say, invites the question, is he really in charge?
You got him. He's not tweeting insane commentaries about Arnold Schwarzenegger's Apprentice ratings or retweeting suggestions that Osama bin Laden might still be alive, a real thing Trump did. So the only conclusion we can reach is that there must be a secret cabal of Antifa deep state socialists who are really running things while Biden sits around having normal thoughts with his normal brain. Republicans are obsessed with the idea that Biden is a puppet when Trump was like a Muppet they introduced on Sesame Street to teach kids about impulse control. Where all my cookies go? Sorry, CM. I ate them all. These guys actually think Americans want a president constantly tweeting psychotic all-cap stuff at 3 a.m. about having his wires tapped and screaming at reporters on the White House lawn with a helicopter whirring in the background like it's the final scene in MASH. Second MASH reference in 2 days. Come on, TikTokers, bring on your remixes. If you can do it for sea shanties, you can do it for Alan Alda. And with all due respect to Jeremy Renner, that'll always be my Hawkeye. Oh, he didn't have arrows, but he always had a quiver full of quips. Say what you will about the guy, Biden keeps it simple. Yesterday, for example, he was asked about his decision to finally withdraw troops from Afghanistan. Now, if reporters had asked Trump that question, they would have gotten a 10-minute answer that somehow wound its way to the time he met Marlo Thomas at Elaine's. That girl, what a show. She hated me, and you know what? She was right. A lot of evidence out there that I'm a bad guy. But when Biden was asked the question, he was very direct.
Was it a hard decision to make, Judge? No, it wasn't. To me, it was absolutely clear.
a solemn moment and a direct answer. Reporters who cover the White House probably have to figure out what to do with all that leftover space in their notepads. When they were covering Trump's White House, they probably couldn't distinguish between their notepads and their dream journals. They could inject the bleach, or what about powerful lights inside the body? Did I fall asleep reading E.E. Cummings again? So that's one reason Biden's numbers are higher than Trump's ever were, not to mention the fact that Biden's policies are more popular. And as a result, Republicans are stuck complaining that Biden doesn't tweet enough. And as the Cornyn comments show, Trump may be gone, but Trumpism is an ideological project, as well as the performance of Trumpism are very much ascendant within the Republican Party. As we speak, the GOP is actively trying to use the power of the state to punish anyone who disagrees with them, the latest example being Major League Baseball.
Three Republican senators are looking to put pressure on Major League Baseball after it decided to pull the All-Star game out of Georgia, the league making the move to protest Georgia's controversial new voting law. Senators Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and Josh Hawley are introducing legislation today to eliminate a nearly century-old antitrust exemption from Major League Baseball as a way of punishing the league.
So the America First crowd is going after America's pastime. What's next? You guys going to try to cancel blue jeans and pickup trucks? Oh, right. I forgot. Cruz already canceled blue jeans. Yikes. He really puts the dung in dungarees. I have to say, it's especially surprising that Ted Cruz is going after baseball, given that he has the beard of a 40-year-old journeyman pitcher on a 1986 Topps card. Wearing a uniform from 1918. So Republicans want to use the power of the Senate to punish anyone who criticizes them. They're also plotting to steal the presidency and Congress without actually winning elections. That's what all these voter suppression bills are designed to do. For example, you might remember when Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, flew around the country trying to convince state legislatures to overturn their election results, or when Trump advisor slash underground lab assistant Stephen Miller claimed that states Biden won were sending so-called alternate slates of electors to Washington to vote for Trump.
We have more than enough time to right the wrong of this fraudulent election result and certify Donald Trump as the winner of the election. As we speak today, an alternate slate of electors in the contested states is going to vote, and we're going to send those results up to Congress.
Now, obviously, as we explained at the time, alternate slates of electors aren't a real thing, though I bet Stephen Miller tried to use an alternate slate of electors in high school to get voted most charismatic instead of most likely to chase down an iguana on an episode of Planet Earth. But the important point is Republicans are now trying to make that fake thing real. They're actually trying to pass laws that would allow them to subvert election results in their states and award electoral college votes to a candidate who loses. They're not saying that outright, of course, but the actual text of these laws definitely opens the possibility.
We just lived through a president who tried to overturn those results, specifically in Georgia. And there are concerns this new bill would allow potentially for more chicanery, as you well know. Reading from the New York Times, just a brief summary, it says beyond the provisions on the voting, that's up until Election Day, the new law risks making election subversion easier, including appearing to go directly after some of those officials, like the Secretary of State, who drew Trump's ire precisely because they did their jobs in a nonpartisan way.
It gives state election officials more power to intervene in county elections. State leaders are now able to appoint or remove local election officials.
It's obvious what's happening here. They just want to make it easier to do next time what they tried to do last time. If you wake up to find your roommate holding a pillow above your head because you heard his shoes squeak on the floorboards, don't relax when he goes out and buys slippers. This is all motivated by the unhinged lie that there was widespread fraud in the 2020 election, which there was not. And one of the loudest champions of that lie was Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, who was supposed to be one of the leaders in the next wave of Trumpism in the GOP. Gaetz objected to the lawful counting of electoral votes even after the January 6th insurrection and claimed that despite the Trump campaign losing dozens of court cases, they were actually proving that there was fraud.
Election fraud really requires two things. One, a very large pool of unaccounted for ballots that aren't attached to a human. And then second is the rapid processing of those ballots. Then they exclude the observers, and then they just wrap those polluted ballots into a broader universe. And I think that is where we're proving the fraud.
None of that makes sense. I can't even follow the syntax or the metaphors. A large pool of ballots, and then they wrap the pool of ballots into a broader universe of ballots? What does any of that mean? You sound like a tour guide at MoMA trying to describe a Dali painting you're seeing for the first time. So, the bricks are wrapped inside the lake. The lake, of course, represents time? I'm sorry, I got confused. I thought this was the museum with all the big bony things, whatever they're called. You know. Now, as I've been telling you, Gates is under investigation for alleged sex trafficking involving his wingman, the former Seminole County tax collector Joel Greenberg, who's been charged with 33 counts and is reportedly cooperating with authorities, including offering information on Gates. And every day we get new details about the investigation.
A source familiar with the case confirms Greenberg told investigators details about how he and Gates would pay women for sex with cash and gifts in possible violation of prostitution and sex trafficking laws. According to receipts reviewed by CNN, Gates and Greenberg used digital payment apps, including Venmo, to send hundreds of dollars to at least one woman who attended these parties.
Politico has revealed the explosive news that federal agents executed a search warrant and seized Gates' phone this past winter.
I'm no lawyer, but it can't be good when they seize your phone. No one's happy to have their phone seized. I don't even like it when I show someone a picture and they grab the phone out of my hand and then I have to mutter, "Don't scroll. Don't scroll until I get it back." I'm not even happy when my wife asks me to use mine. "You want to tell me what this is?" YouTube clips of old MASH episodes. "I thought you said you were working." I am working! The MASH references are the most popular part of A Closer Look. You are being a real Charles Winchester. Chances are pretty high that if you've broken the law, there's evidence of it on your phone, especially since Gates was reportedly using the Cash App and Venmo to make payments to his indicted buddy. Used to be when politicians broke the law, they stuffed an envelope full of $100 bills and met their contact in a parking garage. Now they just Venmo a buddy with an emoji of an envelope stuffed with cash. We also keep finding out more about what these dudes were up to and what kind of parties they were hanging out at.
Now, we've learned these parties were held at a house in a gated community in suburban Orlando. The women we spoke with said when some of the women arrived, there were rules. For example, the first thing some of them were asked to do is put away their cell phones. Now, one of the women told us the attendees included a who's who of local Republican officials and often included Congressman Gates. And these men just did not want their activities at these parties being documented. And we're told folks mingled and shared drugs, including cocaine and ecstasy.
If they ever make a Florida version of the board game Clue, gated community in suburban Orlando should be one of the locations, right next to Animal Sanctuary in Tampa. You know, my grandmother used to say nothing good ever happens after midnight, and I'd say the same is true about anything that happens at a party in a gated community in suburban Orlando where they make you give up your phone. Well, they probably don't want us to use our phones to Google Answers, what I'm sure will be a night of trivia games. Oh, cocaine! Looks like it'll be a late night. As a general rule, never go to a party in a gated community in suburban Orlando where they make you give up your phone. Orlando's for two things: going to theme parks or buying exotic fish from an unlicensed dealer who works out of the back of a pet food store. I got piranhas, lionfish, snakeheads, and for another 100, I'll throw in this bad boy. We're also learning more about a trip Gates allegedly took, which are also under scrutiny by the feds, and who he traveled with.
CBS News has learned that investigators are scrutinizing a trip Congressman Matt Gates took to the Bahamas with this man, Jason Pierrizzolo, a marijuana entrepreneur, Orlando hand surgeon, and donor to Gates.
CBS News reporting that Gates' trip to the Bahamas is part of a federal probe into this sex trafficking allegation. Here's a little bit of it. Federal investigators are looking into a Bahamas trip Matt Gates allegedly took in late 2018 or early 2019 as part of an inquiry into whether the Florida representative violated sex trafficking laws. Gates was on that trip with a marijuana entrepreneur and hand surgeon who allegedly paid for the travel expenses, accommodations, and female escorts.
An Orlando hand surgeon slash marijuana entrepreneur. Man, Florida never disappoints. I'm shocked Gates wasn't also buds with an alligator named Rick who sold CBD oil on the Miami Beach boardwalk. And now the heat on Gates is intensifying to the point where Republicans don't know how to respond. Yesterday, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise was asked about Gates and stammered his way through an answer.
Do you have confidence in him?
Well, you know, we've heard a lot of stories. I mean, obviously I've read the media reports, but there's been nothing that we've seen yet from the Department of Justice. If something's going on, obviously we'll find out about it. You know, right now it's hard to speculate on rumors, but, you know, if something really formal happened from Justice, we would, of course, react and take action.
Man, it's so funny to watch Republicans get flustered by questions about Gates after they let him take center stage for so long. Look, I don't know the facts, but if the allegations about ecstasy-fueled house parties with the dude who was later indicted for sex trafficking and flights to the Bahamas with the marijuana-loving hand surgeon are true, then, yeah, you know, I think we might do something about it, right? And as for Gates, he continues to maintain the whole thing is a setup egged on by the media. And in particular, he got into a heated exchange with a CNN reporter as he left the Capitol on Tuesday.
Well, I think you can read my essay in the Washington Examiner. I think you can check out the work that your network has done to propagandize lies about me. I think that really ought to concern you, Mono. You've always considered yourself a real journalist, but that doesn't strike me as real journalism.
Are you concerned about the House ethics investigation?
Are you going to cooperate with the investigation, sir?
I'd say, along with getting your phone seized, being chased down a flight of stairs by a crowd of reporters and getting hustled into the backseat of a waiting car isn't a sign that things are going great. That's classic corrupt politician stuff. No one ever in that situation is in it for a good reason. Sir, can you tell us how you cured cancer? I didn't cure cancer. Stop spreading lies about me. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to be rushed into this unmarked van. This is the state of the modern GOP, an authoritarian movement intent on dismantling democracy and suppressing dissent. Gates was supposed to be one of the leaders of the next wave of Trumpism, and now, like so many others in Trump's inner circle, he's found himself in legal hot water. Who knows what'll happen to him, but if he does get taken away by the feds, I hope we can send him off like this. You know what it's been.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Our guest tonight is an Emmy-winning journalist who co-hosts CBS This Morning weekdays beginning at 7 a.m. Her SiriusXM show, Gayle King in the House, airs Thursdays on Starz Channel 109. Please welcome back to the show our good friend and editor at large of Oprah Daily, Gayle King. Hello, Gayle. How are you?
Hello, Seth. Seth, you should have seen me. I'm staying up late for you because I get up at 3:30 in the morning, but just now I was leaning in going, is that Fred? Is that Fred? And darn, it's Fred.
It's Fred. Wow. Fred is, he's still managing to make this work, even though he's in London right now. Pretty impressive, our friendship. You know, some people say it's the most famous celebrity friendship in America.
I'm all for it. I'm so sorry.
He wants to start F Magazine, and I keep saying, I don't think so.
No. I keep saying, can you believe, Seth, I'm still in my living room. At least you're back in the studio.
I know.
But I'm still here.
Done an amazing job hosting a morning show. Last time we talked was in August. Obviously, we have a new president since then, and certainly news from the White House is a little quieter, but you are still, much like we have to do here, talking about COVID every single day. How are you managing?
Well, at least this is the thing. At least I get to go into the studio now. And I find, listen, I told you this about me before. I'm very much a people person. I told you, I miss the people I don't even like, but at least I get to go into the studio. I'm grateful that I get to at least leave the four walls. I've been vaccinated and everything, but I'm still just super cautious.
I also feel very grateful to be back in studio and to have received a shot. How do you feel about your vaccination? Are you enthusiastic? Are you over the moon?
How do I even say this? When I got the second shot, I don't even know why I felt so emotional, but I'm finding a lot of people are doing this because I felt so grateful. I felt so grateful. The minute that they had upped it where my category was okay, I tried not to trample little children when they said, you're now eligible. But I felt so grateful that I got through COVID, and now I know that if I do get it, you know, knock on wood, I hope I don't, but if I do, at least I feel I have some coverage. But now we got the friggin' variants to worry about. So, I see there's light at the end of the tunnel, Seth, but we're still in the tunnel. And I don't want people to forget that. But there is light at the tunnel, but we're not out of the woods yet.
We certainly aren't. And I think it'll be nice for everybody to get out of the woods. One thing that I would expect that you might do, you've talked about being single and how dating, obviously, incredibly hard during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward? Are there any deal breakers, I guess I would ask, when someone goes on a date with Gayle King?
Now, I don't want to sound elitist, I don't know, Seth, you're putting me on the spot, but I prefer if you have your teeth. I like that. I like teeth.
Yeah. I don't think that's as elitist. You set that up to be a little bit more.
No,
I prefer a country club membership would be elitist.
Well, some people could think it's snobby, but I do like your smoking, I have to say, is a deal breaker for me. I think it gets in your clothes. I think it affects your health. But I want you to know I'm stepping out of my box. It used to be tattoos. I'm now opening myself up.
Oh, wow. Tattoos.
Yeah, I know. I'm very proud of me. And I just want somebody that's kind, smart, funny, that's aware of current events. That would be good.
That's interesting to me because obviously you're so engaged with current events. I thought there'd maybe be a chance that you'd want, you know, your personal life. You wouldn't care if somebody wasn't up to speed on things.
Oh, no, I definitely care about that.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important to be informed about what's going on. I really do. I mean, you may not know every little niggly detail like I do. I feel like I know every little niggly detail about the news because I watch it. I come in the front door, the first thing I do is turn on the TV. I mean, I like knowing what's going on. So I'm not saying you have to be as deep in the weeds as I am, but at least have some knowledge that, you know, we have a new president or who was at the inauguration. You know, like you just said a minute ago, we have a new president. I mean, just something as simple as the service that they had for the officer who was killed the other day. You know, one of the children of the officer dropped the stuffed animal and how President Biden got out of his seat, picked up the animal and gave it to the little girl was just so touching and sweet to me. You know, I crave that kind of humanity. And I think that it's a good thing to see.
You had one of the most wonderful celebrations any human could have this year, which is your daughter got married. And
yes,
yet she had to suffer through a very small wedding.
It was small, Seth. There was only 6 people. So favorite daughter, Kirby. Her fiance, now husband, my favorite son, Will, who actually did the ceremony. He was supposed to marry friends of his in March. So he had all of his credentials and that wedding was canceled. And Oprah, who's her godmother and Stedman. It was just the 6 of us, but they got to get married in Oprah's Rose Garden. So that wasn't so bad.
I also feel like with the exchange rate, if Oprah's at your wedding, it means it was 1,000 people.
Yep. Well, you would be wrong, Mr. Myers. It was just the 6 of us. Just the 6 of us. But you know what, Seth? You know what's so great about that is that it wasn't the plans that, you know, because I dreamed of the, you know, walking down the aisle and be a lot of people and flowers. I don't know. That might not have been her dream, but that was certainly mine. So all of that. And I would zip her up in her dress. I didn't even get to do that because Oprah's so, she's taking COVID very, very seriously that if you go, you have to quarantine for 14 days. I literally flew in and flew out. I was actually in the air more than I was long at the wedding service. So I didn't get to zip her up in her dress or any of that cool stuff, but Oprah did it. So I felt, you know, so I knew that she was in good hands, but just to have something so small, so private, so intimate, it really worked out okay. And you'll like this. Oprah was having a shoot at her on her property the day before. So there was a professional photographer, Joe Puglisi, who did the picture, who stayed an extra day to do the picture. So we got, because I had gone ready with my iPhone. I was there with the iPhone. But Joe stayed and we got beautiful, beautiful pictures. So all in all, it was really wonderful.
Well, congratulations to her and you as well.
I'm a mother-in-law. I'm trying to be a good one.
Do you think so far you have been a good one?
Yes. Yeah, so let's go with that.
Yeah, that's I'm very lucky. I have no complaints about my mother-in-law at all. I want to finish by asking, O Magazine is being revamped. It's now OprahDaily.com. Yeah. Is this an exciting transition for you and Oprah?
We're very proud of it because, you know, the print edition stopped at the end of 2020, the monthly. And Oprah said, we're not ending. It's not ending. It's an evolution. She's very pro-digital. So we have Oprah Daily, you know, we call it, you know, living your best life and living it well on a daily basis. Oprah's there. The beauty of daily and digital is that you can instantly keep up with everything that's going on. And we're going to do 4 print editions. And
oh,
so we
great.
Have Oprah Daily. You can be an Oprah insider, Seth, for a small nominal fee where you get special stuff just from Oprah herself. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were asking me to be like, write an article and be that kind of Oprah insider. You were just selling me. You were just trying to sell me.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Listen, if you want to write something, we would love that.
All right, well, I'll be too busy signing up to be an Oprah insider.
We would love that.
Hey, it is always such a delight to see you, Gail. Thanks for making time for us.
Thank you, Seth. I can't wait to see you in person. How are you holding up, though, being there without an audience and without people? Are you getting, do you like it? Do you?
I'm
you
so making, happy.
Are you?
I'm so deeply happy about it. Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Don't get me wrong. I love that there's an audience at home watching.
Yeah.
But being here by myself.
Is okay?
It's the dream.
Okay. I haven't had
a joke bomb in 9 months.
I can't wait.
Do come back and join us. CBS This Morning airs weekdays at 7 a.m.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
Be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.